The axe is falling on budgets all across America. Here are the budget-cutting headlines of this day. First, freshman Congressman Dennis Ross plans to focus on cuts for federal workers. The main issue there, cutbacks in federal pay and benefits. He says he's going to do it. Next, the GOP wants to cut one out of every $6 from federal agencies, and that would include the IRS, FBI, and NASA. Here's another example, and this one at the state level. Texas is looking at $13.7 billion worth of budget cuts. That includes slashing public school funding by $5 billion. The Reason Foundation's Nick Gillespie is here on all of this. Nick, previously on this program, you've doubted that the GOP would really do it. Right. Well, this is a pretty healthy list of cuts.
Yeah, let's hope that they actually follow through with something. I mean, they're talking about $100 billion for the rest of this fiscal year. That would come to about, 2% or less of the current federal budget. The important thing is to focus. People are always going to be, oh, my God, we're taking money out of NASA and we're, you know, taking money out of starving babies. In the past decade under Bush and Obama, federal spending increased by 60%. At the Defense Department, it went up 75%. Medicare, 75%. Social Security, about 37%. There's a lot of fat to cut here. And, you know, instead of the Republicans are actually wussing out on stuff, instead of talking about going back to 2008 levels, why not take it back to 2000 when we had a balanced budget? The feds were spending 18% of GDP.
Okay.
And everybody was rolling in dough.
So this is not good enough for you.
No, but, well, and also, I'll believe it when I see it, because you'll remember that John Boehner, who is not known for being strong in the knees and dry in the eye, he was already walking away from the $100 billion before they got into office.
Okay, okay.
So
now,
we'll see what happens.
Look at Texas.
Yep.
$5 billion
yeah.
out of the public education
right.
system. Now, that's
sure.
highly specific. It's a great deal of money. Rick Perry says, gonna do it.
Yeah,
now,
Rick Perry, yeah, I do, actually, because Rick Perry is also the person who bloated Texas's budget, all the while telling everybody a real yarn, spinning a huge Texas-sized yarn about how fiscally disciplined they were compared to California.
Come on, you can't have it all ways.
Stu makes a point, Nick. You know, it's easier to sit up here and talk about it, but it is harder to implement.
I'm
with you at 2,000 levels, but isn't it smarter, easier politically to say, let's go to 2008, prove we can live there, and then go down, pull it back.
I don't think so, because
then we're
stuck at 2008. I mean, this is
come on, you've got to be realistic here. Are you seriously going to say that the Republicans should go? Wait. Are you saying the Republicans should come right out and say, we're going back to the spending levels of 2000?
Sure.
We are going to chop 60% right now, this current budget year,
unrealistic. What they need to be saying is, we are in a long-term fiscal, a structural deficit because we can never expect to have more than 19% of GDP as the revenue for the federal government. We've been spending about 20% for the past 30 years. Okay, so over the next 10-year period, the Republicans should say, we're going to have a balanced budget in 2020. We're going to ratchet spending down 3.6% of proposed spending each year over the next 10 years. In 2020, we'll be at about 18.5%. No, because they haven't done anything yet. And this is also,
The budget negotiations start prior to March the 4th.
By the way, what is the budget for fiscal year 2011?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. There isn't one, which is part of the problem. We have a government. I mean, if this was Greece, nobody would be investing in the U.S. because they'd say, look at this. They have increased spending by 60% over the past decade. They have nothing to show for it. The Republicans are saying they're going to cut spending, but they're taking defense spending off the budget, the table, which is the single biggest object in the item in the budget.
Instead, they don't
even have a budget for the year they're almost done with.
That's not the Republicans' fault.
Yes, it is.
You shouldn't.
Where were they? When's the last time you heard John Boehner, when he was minority leader, go to the press and say, hey, we need a budget for
Congress? Just been sworn in.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
They've had, a few days? You think they're going to get together an entire budget?
Many years were they out of power? I've got skin in the game. I'm paying increased taxes at all levels in order to pay for this.
You should be encouraging them.
I agree. And one of the ways to do it is by holding their feet to the fire. They
that's
have
true.
Never.
That's what you're
they,
doing.
They have never come through. The GOP under Bush and a GOP Congress busted the budget. They've been hemming and hawing about Obama spending cuts. I mean, I want to see it. And if they don't put defense spending on the table, defense spending, $714 billion in 2010. It's going to go up to almost $1 trillion over the next couple of years before supposedly drawing down. Put that on the table.
All right, Nick Gillespie, we hear you. We do hear you. And we are listening. Thanks very much, Nick. Now, while we're